Welcome to a special episode of HME News in 10, sponsored and developed by Tactical Back Office. Today's guest is Todd Usher, founder of Tactical Back Office. He joins HME News in 10 to talk about how TBO and a new company, Tactical Call Center, are expanding and customizing their offerings while staying in their lane as staffing agencies. He also talks about why it's important that staff get real-life experience by playing in the sandbox, and how despite the rise of artificial intelligence, we still need humans to run our businesses.
Our sponsor, Tactical Back Office, has introduced a groundbreaking virtual assistant and staffing model that is reshaping the home medical equipment and healthcare industry's approach to overcoming today's hiring challenges. For more information on TBO services, go to tacticalbackoffice.com.
I'm Liz Bollier.
And I'm Teresa Flaherty.
And this is HME News in 10 from HME News. Hi, Todd. Welcome to HME News in 10.
Good morning.
So, Todd, you were a guest on the podcast about a year ago. Talk about how the trajectory of Tactical Back Office has changed since we last talked.
Well, we've been listening to our clients and some of the needs that they have, and we have expanded our offering within the staffing realm of providing different types of staff that they're asking for, such as clinical staff like respiratory therapists or sleep technicians. I think that's been pretty exciting for us to get into that realm. And then, of course, you know, launching other businesses to accommodate what clients are asking for out there. So I think evolving into a more robust staffing agency to help our clients in everything that they're asking for.
Yeah, the whole clinical staff adds another layer to things. Talk a little bit, Todd, about how TBO is kind of uniquely positioned to offer clinical staff.
So we have a sister company that employs clinical staff both locally in America and with our TBO team. So we're able to train those folks in the clinical environment using a local trainer to do that. So when they onboard with us, we put them in our sister company for 8 to 12 weeks, and they work with real patients, real physicians, real scenarios with everything that's happening in the CPAP world right now. And it gives them some real-life experience and really prepares them to go out there and help our HME clients with what they're dealing with. It also allows them to learn about some of the clinical aspects of mask fitting or troubleshooting or different types of systems that are out there for their therapy, and really get them used to what they should be aware of and not just in the sandbox. But, you know, they get a lot of questions about, you know, from patients and physicians and medical assistants about, well, what's available out there, what's wrong with this, how's this happening, how's this going to affect me. And by the time they reach the client or we place them with a client, they've got a very well-rounded view of what their job entails and what to expect when they are placed with that client.
Yeah, when we're talking about clinical staff, Todd, the whole issue of licensing comes up and using and offshoring staff for clinical purposes. Talk about that a little bit. You get that as a question quite a bit.
Yes, and we push the envelope when it comes to that quite a bit. And what I mean by that is we're not doing anything bad. We're trying to work within the confines of each state's regulations, because every state has its own law regarding what a therapist can do and what they can't do, or guidelines of what they can and can't do. So, for example, I'll just talk from our own personal experience. Out in California, we have a local respiratory therapist, and he is supported by our TBO clinical staff. And what I mean by support is, for example, a respiratory therapist in California must change the pressure on any machine, or if you're going to touch a patient during a mask fitting, that portion has to be done by a therapist. Well, we don't do any touching because it's all remote. So what we'll do is change the pressure, and that's about all that's required for a respiratory therapist in California. So the TBO clinical team can do everything else. TBO team can call and do follow-up. They can work compliance in the first 90 days. They can assist with any mask changes or fittings or complaints or troubleshooting during the time that they're our patient. They can work with patients on chat, on phone calls, on email, on troubleshooting. They can do all kinds of other things other than what the narrow line of what's mandated for an RT out here in this state. And every state's different. You've got 50 states to deal with. So it would be crucial to just find out what your state mandates and then use the TBO clinical team to support that for those folks who are prepared to onboard a part-time or full-time therapist.
Great. Thanks for explaining that. With a growing number of offshoring and outsourcing options for HME providers, talk a little bit about what TBO is and what it's not, Todd.
We're a staffing agency. If you need staff, we're going to provide staff. If you need somebody to work your resupply, if you need somebody to do your scheduling, if you need somebody to work your billing or your intake or your hospital discharges or dispatching technicians, we're going to provide trained staff to do that. The difference between us and anybody else out there, especially some of our competitors, is we're not a service. There are services out there that are phenomenal at what they do, and the billing services or other types of services that are out there, if you're seeking a service, please call them. If you need staff or you're bringing things in-house, we've had a couple clients that have brought their billing back in-house, and they've asked us to train staff for them so they can do that. That's where we stay. We try to stay in our lane. We're not going to provide a service for a client. We're going to provide staffing, and that's what separates us from some of the competitors out there.
So the buzzwords in the industry right now, or two of them, are AI and automation. How does that impact what you do at TBO?
So we still need human beings to run our business, and I think AI is developing and quickly coming to market, but it's not going to do a whole lot for people today or tomorrow. It's going to do more and more and more as it develops over the next couple of years. We still need human beings to help us run our business, and I think that's where TBO stands alone, where AI has its place, but it's not fully developed yet to where it's going to help an HME DME run their company today. We still need human beings to do that.
So jumping from the potential perception of AI to the perception out there that outsourcing is only for a certain size company, what would you say to that, Todd?
Oh, I love that question, because most of our clients are small, independent businesses. So if somebody needs one person, we'll provide them one person. Somebody needs three people, we'll provide them three people. We focus on small business because that's what we are.
You also have a new business that debuted at MedTrade called Tactical Call Center. Talk about the uptake on TCC and how it's evolving, Todd.
So TCC started off with our own sister company's needs. The after-hours answering service we were using was very strict in what they did and did not do. They did not customize at all. They did not fit our needs as we continue to grow. So we launched our own after hours, and actually that after hours turned into a 24-hour, 365-day call service, and it is customizable. What I mean by customizable is if you need somebody to work your chat or after hours, we can do that. We had a client that had a need for them to for TCC to check into their operating system to see if they were even a client or a patient after hours or on the weekends. We can do that. They provided us with a login to their operating system, and we were able to tell if that patient calling in was actually their client. And if it wasn't, they can refer them out and handle it another way. But they were providing equipment on the weekends with patients that were not theirs, and they were somebody else's. And that was a big help for them. The fact that we can do that one thing allow them to alleviate a lot of headaches on the weekend or do a lot of cleanup on Mondays. So as we continue to evolve TCC, it's already turned into a contact center. And what that is, you know, if you have 500 leads or 10,000 leads and you want them qualified, you want to outsource that, we can do that. We can outsource, we can take that outsource, qualify those leads, and send them back to you. So it's very quickly evolving into something more than what I even imagined a year ago as just an after-hours answering service, or a better after-hours answering service, where our clients are asking us for a little bit more. And as long as we stay in our lane where we have our capabilities, then we're going to continue to customize it, each solution for each client.
Thanks, Todd. You're clearly passionate about staffing, so thanks for joining us on HME News in 10 to talk about the latest and greatest.
Thank you, Liz, for having me. I appreciate it.
And that's HME News in 10.